Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Well, looky here. Live from the Wolfen Preserve Musers Ticket Compound, brought to you by Headwood Property Tax Consultants. We do have a snake in the birdhouse. And before we do the birdhouse, Norm, it's time for a shot.
Yep, Donnie just poured me a little bit of Woodford Reserve, and my brother.
Let's go, buddy. Let's do this.
To you.
Happy Compound.
Happy Compound. Let's get it going. Oh, God.
Is that the first Woodford Reserve you've ever had, Corbin?
The what?
The first you've ever had.
No, Norm.
I know.
Sounds like it.
In previous years, the bottles had your name on them, Corbin.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Them.
Oh, why did that hit a little bit differently?
Low key faded.
All right. Who had better odds? What are the better odds? That Norm owned a Led Zeppelin record or that Donovan owned the Mr. T record?
Mr. T made a record?
Yes.
Oh.
With his hit song, Mother. You're like no other.
Oh, my God.
Because you're my mother.
Okay, well, then all the odds on Norm with Led Zeppelin.
Did you own a Led Zeppelin record?
At one point, yes.
Hell yeah, you did.
Which
Let's
one did
go.
You own?
He doesn't know.
And there's no way I owned a Mr. T record.
We played that song yesterday, and I said that you probably went and saw him in concert.
Just front row with my shirt cut off. Yeah. All the fake gold on.
All right, if you die, which ticket host would you want your wife to remarry?
Oh, my goodness.
Mayor Bear.
Oh, that's a...
I'm right here.
Not a chance.
Why not?
I will haunt you both.
Why?
No Sorry, way. I know you, dude.
The images are haunting me right now.
Yeah. Like... You would obviously choose Gordon, right, Norm?
Oh, dear.
No.
Who would it be? Would it be George? You think George is the safest choice?
Yeah. George or... Yeah. George or Junes?
Norm, I'm right here.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll have a trial run maybe next weekend just to see.
Who would you go with?
I'd go with Norm. Norm would take great care of Twig.
I would.
Yeah.
Absolutely. By the way, all the pictures should come off the wall.
Oh, no, well, wait a minute. I don't know if I like that or not.
Just superimposed with Norm.
Norm, yeah. It just right. not even cut nicely.
No.
Just plastered all over my face.
Think within a week or two your dog would have forgotten you.
No doubt.
Yes. No doubt. There's no question he would.
Would you ride a donkey to work if it meant you got paid double for that day?
For
no.
The day?
The day? What about double? What if you rode it? What if you rode a donkey and you know, you live 20 minute car ride. Norm, you're 35?
40. Whoa.
What would it take for you to ride a donkey, to, and I don't talk about daily salary, let's talk about your yearly, like to ride for 1 week, back and forth, triple the salary for the year? Could you do, I mean, how could you even do it? A donkey?
Donkey on I-35?
Well, there are enough back roads for me.
Yeah, you could do that.
To maybe survive.
Sean, would you do it?
Absolutely. Wouldn't even think about it. Because I wouldn't have to get on the freeway.
Well, it's going to take longer.
Yeah, it's going to take forever.
It's going to take like 3 hours for you to get to work.
Yeah, you're leaving at like 4 or 5 a.m.
What time do you think George would have to leave for work?
Oh, my God. And you're driving in the, riding in the dark on
right.
a donkey. A donkey.
And that
so
poor
stupid.
Donkey having to lug George around.
Oh, God.
Would you have to stop at the donkey station?
What's that? What is that?
Refuel.
Could the compound team beat an 8th grade boys football team in tug of war?
No.
Tug of war?
Yes.
8th grade?
Yes.
No.
I'm going to say yes.
Sean, I think yes. I think 9th grade is debatable, but 8th grade, there's not enough big, full-grown kids.
Yeah, Norm has old man strength.
So we're going one for one?
No, like, it's like, the whole entire team. Like, Jubb puts his weight as the anchor back there. No, we beat an eighth grade team in tug of war.
Yes. Ninth grade, it gets dodgy.
Yeah, we'd dig Jubb in about a foot and a half underground.
We had one time in college where we had kind of the fraternity games.
Yeah.
And they did tug of war, male and female. And as a joke, they wanted the guys to face the girl winners. And the girl winners had an anchor.
What was the anchor?
She was an anchor.
She's a warrior.
They had a but one when, technique.
But when, it was funny because right when they said go, that rope didn't move for about 10 or 15 seconds. And they were trying, and she was dug in.
How big are we talking?
She was a big girl.
Like 250?
Bigger than that.
Really?
Yeah. She was.
Well, that's kind of sad. Hey, fatty, get in the back.
Well, no one said that, but they realized you want to win by any means necessary.
Coach Corby. Right.
But then we all jumped in and started pulling for the ladies just to have fun. But I'm telling you, it was a stalemate for like 10 seconds, and they were...
That's scary. That's really scary.
It was really funny.
I hated tug of war because we did, you know, like field day as kids, and tug of war was, you know, they would just split teams up randomly, and that initial pull when you know you're not getting any traction... And then you feel it going the other way. It's then, like, oh, no.
And then us little nerds who are always up toward the front.
Of course.
Because we have no power. Right. We're the ones that's going to have a face full of dirt. I hated that.
All right. When you guys are in a window seat on a plane and you need up to you need to get up and go into the aisle to go potty. When you walk past the people in the seats next to you, do you give them crotch or butt?
I don't sit window seats anymore, but when I did, if I did, I would always make sure to give them butt.
Yeah.
Me too.
I only sit window.
Do you?
Drill him in the butt.
I'm only aisle.
Why?
Because I know I probably will have to get up and go number one, and if I do that, I don't want to disturb anyone.
And with me, my leg is so bad that sitting in the window seat causes real disruption when I try to get up and move.
Way to go, Corby.
No. That's true. It is.
Yeah.
So aisle seat always for me.
And I think I would appreciate being given butt.
I agree.
Instead of crotch.
Yeah, I totally agree. If someone
so to speak.
Right, as it were. If someone offered you a shaved ice margarita or snow cone from the Stanley Cup Finals rink,
let's go.
Okay, that's been skated on.
Okay.
For, let's say, non-Zamboni three periods of spit and skate funk and everything else, sweat and grossness.
Mm-hmm.
Would you drink it?
Yep.
I just don't need it from right around the goalie area.
Don't care.
I think that ice is a bacteria haven.
Disgusting.
Yes.
Okay. But when you sprinkle the coconut flavor over it, you can't taste a thing.
Can I tell you a bacteria area
sick
that's larger than that?
Yes.
The bench.
Oh, God, yes.
The shots of the bench. Guys are always spitting and gargling water. And
like, how do they clean that? Who cleans the bench area? Or, you know what? I mean, you've been there a million times. The most disgusting, hockey's bad, but the most disgusting bench area is baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that is gross.
Everything gets thrown on the floor of the dugout.
I'll tell you what, though.
Like, you're living with toddlers.
But there's no smell that will hit you in the face more than hockey.
Yeah.
It's unbearable.
Yeah.
The first time I went into that locker room, I couldn't believe what I was smelling.
But bacteria is not going to grow on the ice, so I think you're okay.
I wouldn't even care. It's a Stanley Cup winning ice. Put some grape on there and let's slurp it down.
Grape.
Man, I cannot. I've got a buzz.
Perhaps.
Do you? Well, I've had three shots already, so.
Perhaps something else besides grape?
Like what?
Like brown drink?
Oh, yeah. I pour a little alcohol on there and knock out the bacteria.
Well, you do that with the snow cone anyway.
That's true. The Mavs can do no better than the play-in game for the next 10 seasons.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have uncontrollable diarrhea one day a week for the next 5 years.
Well, we're just going to have to fight for our right to make the playoffs.
You don't want uncontrollable diarrhea?
I'm kind of concerned more about my own butt than the Mavericks in the play-in.
I think I would take uncontrollable.
No, you wouldn't.
One day a week?
One day a week for 10 years? No, you're at the store and all of a sudden...
You get used to it.
Butt faucet. No, you won't.
Yeah.
You're on the beach. You have to dig a hole.
And then you're the dog. You're just kind of kicking dirt behind you.
Yeah, looking
to try to cover it up. Yeah.
All nervous.
Making sure you make eye contact with your owner.
Oh, yeah. I like this. A hypothetical in relation to the Corey Richens story. Corey Richens is the woman that attempted to kill her husband, I think, twice before she finally did kill him. And she was just convicted.
Wait a minute.
In Utah?
Wait a minute. After the second time, why wasn't the guy out of there?
See, Norm, that's what I was... We were talking about this the other day, and the guy even had the wherewithal. He was so knowledgeable of what was going on that he told his family and her family, hey, if I die, it's probably her.
Yeah, you have to get out of that situation. I'm not sticking around.
I know.
After the first time.
And you know how he died? He came home after like a successful business transaction and was like all happy. And she goes, let me make you a drink.
Uh-oh.
And she laced it?
With fentanyl. And he died.
Goodness.
You know.
After that's the third one, though.
Butter-flavored fentanyl.
Norm.
He could have disappeared into the South Island of New Zealand. Had a wonderful life and would never been heard from again.
She must got that good.
Okay, so what's the hypothetical?
Okay, all right. So in relation to her, you can marry the most beautiful woman in the world and the richest woman in the world. But once a year, she's going to try to kill you.
Oh, jeez.
But she has to make it look like an accident. So she can't just walk up and shoot you in the head.
Sure.
This has to be like... Insurance has to investigate it, everything.
And you don't know the date.
You don't know the. You don't know anything.
Okay, I'm out.
You're never having a meal at home.
Yeah, no, I'm out.
No, you aren't. You'll never, ever eat anything or drink anything she gives you.
You're sleeping with one eye open.
I got to be honest. Yes, I'll eat dinners that my wife cooks, but she never pours me water, wine,
yeah, no.
Cokes, drinks, anything.
No.
Like, that's me that does that.
And I would kind of raise an eye if she says, here you go, without me even asking for it.
And beyond her trying to kill you, it's the happiest relationship you've ever been in.
No, I'm good.
Wait a minute. Cobra, is your wife trying to do you in?
No, she doesn't make me drinks.
Why not?
Well, because she doesn't make them strong enough.
Well, I've got a solution there. When you open the bottle of wine, there's no question of strength.
Right,
You just pour the bottle of wine.
But wine is a different story, yes.
Okay.
But then you're dealing with a Princess Bride scenario, and you don't know if she poisoned that.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
You are?
Yeah, no, I'll take another relationship. I'll take the relationship I have.
So happy every
over
day.
That. That's
I'm
right.
Good.
Single day.
Thank you, Corby. Thank you, P1s.
Oh,
that's
see
the
you
bird
guys later.
House. Yeah, we'll see you later. We will mix with the Hang Zone.
Once a year, she tries to kill you.
Yeah.
My God. You think that's happening in your home right now, Norm?
Suddenly giving me pause to think here.
Okay. Well, you think about it.
Okay.
We'll talk with the Hang Zone next here at Ticket.